Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds. A few days ago, as I was preparing to snowblow the driveway for what I hoped was the last time this winter, I heard the cooing call of the mourning dove. I took it as another welcome sign of the oncoming spring, as these birds do not vocalize in the winter. The mourning dove is a bird of such delicate beauty that a close-up view is necessary to really appreciate its subtle coloring and graceful shape. With my binoculars, I can view the rich pinkish fawn colors on the neck and underside, the brownish gray on the back and wings, and the small black spots on the neck and on the wings. Without that close-up, they appear to be gray overall, but it's a real treat to see the details.
Mourning doves tend to feed busily on the ground, swallowing seeds and storing them in an enlargement of the esophagus called the crop. Once they've filled it, the record is 17,200 bluegrass seeds in a single dove's crop, they can fly to a safe perch to digest the meal. Mourning doves eat roughly 12 to 20% of their body weight every day. These doves overwinter and visit our feeders daily, but they are conspicuous in the spring as they perch on branches or wires in open areas. We are drawn to the sound of the males cooing for mates or declaring their territories, and this cooing is so mournful that it has earned them their name.
Courtship begins with a noisy flight by the male, followed by a graceful circular glide with outstretched wings and head down. After landing, the male will approach the female with a puffed-out breast, bobbing head, and loud calls. They will often do billing, where the female puts her bill inside that of the male, and they bob up and down several times. They have a host of flight displays and cooing behaviors, long coos, short coos, whistling sounds with their wings, spiral flights and glides, and others, all for courting and territorial purposes. The flap glide flight is particularly interesting. The male leaves his perch with a noisy flapping of wings, rises up as much as 100 feet, and descends in a long, sometimes spiraling glide with wings held slightly lower than the body, making the bird resemble a sharp-shinned hawk. They do this repeatedly, sometimes 12 times an hour.
Once he is accepted by the female, the male leads her to potential nest sites, and the female will choose one. The female dove builds the nest while the male gathers material and brings it to her. The nest is constructed of twigs, conifer needles, or grass blades, and is of flimsy construction. 2 eggs are laid and incubation is 14 days. They, along with other pigeons, have a unique way to feed their young. They produce pigeon's milk. Here's how. During the breeding season, the cells lining their crop thicken and become engorged with nutrients. These cells are sloughed off into a material the consistency of cottage cheese that is regurgitated to the young when the nestlings put their beaks inside the parent's beak.
Mourning doves are very fast and agile flyers and have been clocked at 55 miles an hour. Perhaps this is what makes them popular as game birds. Over 20 million are shot by hunters each year, but the population remains strong, despite that, at over 300 million. A few days after I heard the first mourning dove cooing of spring, I looked out of the kitchen window and saw a male dove walking around a female on the ground, and the male was bobbing his head, puffing out his feathers, and trying to get the attention of the female. He will eventually succeed, and the two will soon be off to build their nest. As you listen to this program, look outside and try to see some of these fascinating birds.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's segment. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future programs, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society, and we're For the Birds.